Taylor Swift dropped her latest album at midnight. I'm going to tell you everything you need to know about it. Plus, we'll take a listen to some of the hooks coming up in just a second. First, Miley Cyrus needs everyone to know that she never cheated on Liam Hemsworth, okay?
Oh.
Yeah, as we know, Liam Hemsworth just filed for divorce from Miley. And we heard rumors, first of all, that he was struggling with drug and alcohol abuse. And then on the flip side, we've also heard that Miley cheated on Liam and wrecked their marriage. Wow. Now, Miley is not having that theory. And she released a statement to let us know that she has never cheated on Liam. She said, "I refuse to admit that my marriage ended because of cheating." And she said, "Listen, I'm not perfect." And she went through like all the mistakes she's made in her life and said, "There's just no secrets to uncover when it comes to this." However, she said she had to make a healthy decision for herself to leave a previous life behind and that she's the happiest and healthiest that she's been in a long time. This was actually my favorite part of the whole statement. She said, "You can say I'm a twerking, pot-smoking, foul-mouthed hillbilly, but I am not a liar."
I love it.
And she didn't cheat. By the way, in this divorce, Miley gets to keep all of their animals, I found bet. Out. Yeah. And there are a lot of animals.
Yeah.
7 dogs.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
2 horses.
What?
2 mini horses. 3 cats and a pig.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
Pretty much. All right. Taylor Swift is opening the VMAs on Monday night.
I'm opening the show, so that's exciting. I don't know if I was supposed to say that,
but you
actually,
did.
But I've done it now, so can't take it back.
And she just dropped her new album, which is called Lover, at midnight.
Yeah.
Already trending. She had already sold 1 million copies before she even dropped it.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and she said that this album is very much a celebration of love in all of its complexity, coziness, and chaos. And there's another reason that this album is so important to her.
I mean, one thing about this album that's really special to me is that it's the first one that I will own of my work.
All right.
The
good
fans
for her.
Seem to like that.
Yeah, the Swifties.
True. Like, why are they excited? What does that mean to them?
Nothing.
All right. You want to hear a couple of hooks from the album?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. This single, it's actually the first one on the album. Word is it's about Kanye West because we know they have had major beef in the past.
A little bit.
Her with Kanye, her with Kim. It's called I Forgot You Existed.
I forgot that you existed. And I thought that it would kill me, but it didn't. Peaceful and quiet. I forgot that you existed.
You know, that's like the third time I've heard that song this morning, and I'm starting to actually really like it.
Is it growing on
it
you?
It is really growing on me, I would say, yeah.
It's not that big up-tempo Taylor Swift song that we've been used to, like Me, right?
Yeah.
That was a really cool up-tempo song. This one's a little bit more low-key, but you can sing along with it really, really easily.
It has
get the
to
lyrics
be,
right.
It has to be low-key because she's basically saying, Kanye, I don't even know you.
That's
like,
right.
You know, my energy is down here with
that's
this,
right.
Okay? Another song on the album called London Boy, and a lot of people actually thought that her boyfriend Joe recorded a little voice drop in the beginning of this one. Uh-huh. Take a listen.
We can go driving in on my scooter, you know, just around London. Oh,
so that's how the song begins.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and everyone was like, Joe recorded it. It's actually a huge celebrity, though. Does that voice sound familiar to you?
It Harry does. Styles.
Can we hear it one
Not
more Harry's. Time?
Yeah, we can hear it.
We can
again.
Go driving in on my scooter, you know, just around London.
Oh, Idris Elba.
Yeah, he got it.
It was when he said scooter.
Scooter.
Did you know that? You didn't know that?
No.
That's impressive. Good guess. It is Idris Elba.
Oh, nice.
They starred in Cats together.
Oh, okay.
So this is the song, London Boy. You know I love it. She's kind of singing in a little accent there, isn't she?
Yes. She's pulling off a Madonna.
No.
Oh, she's doing the Madonna.
No.
All right. Now, actually, when I came in before the show started this morning, I was listening to most of the album, and I truthfully got emotional during one song while I was listening. Okay. Andy, you were here. I don't know if you noticed. I got a little quiet and was, like, really focused in. It's a collaboration with the Dixie Chicks, whom I love. It's called You'll Get Better, and this song is actually about both of her parents' battles with cancer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sadly, her mom is actually still battling right now.
I didn't know that.
Taylor said it was really hard to write and it was basically a family decision to even put the song on the album. She said she can't even sing it because she gets so emotional every time she tries. It's called You'll Get Better. Take a listen. I say to you, ooh. I get emotional. I honestly get emotional every single time. It is.
Yeah. Especially knowing her parents are battling cancer. I didn't know. I was like, Sam, I didn't know that either. So that's really heavy.
And I know what it's like to watch your parents go through illness. And it is one of the hardest thing you'll ever go through. Yeah. So anyway, good for Taylor. Obviously, this album is going to go platinum and gold and whatever else it can go.
It'll go. It'll go. She'll do well.
Exactly.
To infinity and beyond.
Exactly.